With less county government activity, especially in some departments, plus our reduced level revenues, one of our cost-cutting options was to evaluate an early retirement option. Mr. Cordry, the county labor attorney, the pension fund actuary, our budget committee, and a number of department heads and myself have helped develop a recommendation for the council's consideration. Our concerns are that in offering something like this, which I don't think the county has ever offered in the past, is first of all not to make the option so attractive that we lose too many employees and skilled people, and where it becomes difficult to provide services. Plus, also, we have a concern, of course, about cost. There is a cost for contributing additional amounts into our pension plan for early retirement options. Our actuary, who evaluates our pension plan each year, assumes that the average county employee will stay and work for the county till they're 65 years old. Thus, if someone retires early, at say at age 5 years, they would receive a pension for 10 years ahead of time at the way our actuary calculates our contribution amount. So basically, it means we would have to, almost any early retirement option means additional contributions to the pension fund, and we tried to take that into account in making this recommendation to the county council. We are recommending that we offer all three of the options listed on the handout. We estimate the savings of the offering these three options would be approximately $200,000 during the first year, which would be net of a one-time contribution to their pension fund to cover the additional pensioner cost. After the first year, we expect an annual savings of about $1 million per year, assuming that our staffing activity stays about the same and that we maintain about the same current level of building construction. The savings would be generated by, first, not replacing some of the retiring employees, second, replacing retiring employees with current county staff, or third, where we do need to replace employees, hire at lower salary levels. There are estimated savings amounts based on our estimates of which eligible employees would accept the offer. And just to go over the options, when again, we are recommending all three of these options. The first option is to offer an early retirement option to employees who are vested or are already eligible to receive a pension, but who are 62 years of age or older with at least 8 years accredited service. Those employees who elect this option would be awarded an additional 5 years of additional service towards purpose of the pension calculation. And we are excluding department heads from each option. Option two would be for employees who are age 62 or above, who were hired after July 1st, 2001, they would be offered an option to award up to two additional years accredited service to make them eligible, and then the pension calculation would be based on 8 years accredited service. And then option three, which is for two specific departments, which as a result of current market conditions, the assessment and the building code departments have experienced, of course, substantial changes in demand for their services. So for those two departments, we are extending this offer, extending the first option to them regardless of age. So they would be, if they are eligible to receive a pension now, they would, regardless of age, and they are within those two departments, they would be eligible to receive five additional years of service added to their pension calculation. Again, department heads are excluded from the options. If you concur with this recommendation, then we would offer this to employees for 45 days until June 15th, and the personnel department would meet with all 27 of eligible employees. The eligible employees would explain the offer. They would receive a packet showing how it would affect them, And also, we will, if you approve this, then we would email all employees today so that they understand, have an idea about it. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Not, do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves offering early retirement options as recommended by the county administration for 45 days until June 15, 2009.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Are there any further questions or discussion? Mr. Baker, in my absence, did you mention the potential savings?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Mm-hmm. If there's no further discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
Mr. Baker. Patty DePula, is she available?
I saw her. She was here. There she is.